for someone who doesn't know anything about the fair, what is it?
The fair has been going on for 29 years. It's our 29th annual energy fair this weekend, June 15th through the 17th. And we host it right at our headquarters in Custer, Wisconsin, just pretty close to Stevens Point. How it first got started was actually a call to action in the magazine Home Power, and they're still big sponsors of the fair, to share information about what they were doing to live sustainably and utilize renewable energy. And so that's kind of how the fair got its start. And then folks from the Amherst and Custer area got together and put on the first fair 29 years ago. And then shortly after that, the Midwest Renewable Energy Association was incorporated as a nonprofit, and we're still going strong today. But some of the fair features, we have about 250 workshops that are free with the price of admission. Everything from, solar professional workshops where folks can come that are working in the industry and get continuing education credits, and then to farm and garden, sustainable practices there, water and land ethics, community activism, and sustainable farm and garden. And new this year, we have clean transportation, electric vehicle ride and drive, where folks can come and test out electric vehicles. So there's pretty much a little bit of everything at the fair in regards to sustainable living.
I think one of the things that I've noticed from years past is that the idea is that this technology is not something that's out into the future, that it's very functional and for today. Is that true?
Yes, definitely. A large part of what MREA does, and I guess the off-season of the energy fair, is we go out in the communities and we've been doing something called solar group buy programs. And that's just a way to help get people aware of how they can use solar and incorporate it into their life. And now the cost is coming down so much since, first energy fair, where I think it was like $80 a watt or something crazy like that to go solar. And now it's come down all the way to like $3 a watt. So it's really competitive today in the energy market.
And there's all kinds of other events that people and things that people can see as well. Can you describe a few of those?
We have something called a solar-powered green mini demo derby, and it's a race kind of, it's a miniaturized demo derby. And we have an artist that comes from Milwaukee, and he hand paints all the cars, and then they compete in heats on this little demo derby racetrack. So that's just kind of a fun event for the whole family, basically. And we have a tiny home alley this year, which is new, and we have a couple of different tiny homes on display. There's one that's actually a retrofitted FedEx van, which I think is pretty neat, and all solar powered, but the folks that made these tiny homes are going to be there. So you can talk with them in person and kind of get a feel of how that would be. We're having a ribbon cutting on Friday because we just installed a large, it's a 19.4 kW solar canopy. And we actually installed it as part of a workshop at MREA last weekend. So that's pretty exciting, and we're going to have cars here charging their electric vehicles, and they get their power from the sun, so it's just all clean energy. And on our main stage, we have music and keynote speakers all weekend long, and our main stage is actually going to be powered by people. So we have some bikes set up there, and volunteers can come and get on a bike and just pedal to generate electricity so the keynote speakers and the musicians can get their power that way.